Hello, Seal. It's me. You got your lesbian here, up a hill, all up in the hill. Okay. I'm going to go to the wireless because I just got a call from a friend I haven't seen in 7 years and he wants to stay over. So that means I got to do a little cleaning. I've been keeping it pretty clean thanks to my friends Jonathan Pades. But let's see what I got here. Okay, let's put on the microphone. Let's put on the thus and so, the hibiscus juice. Put it in the layups and get everything going on. Layups. Now we'll switch to the other microphone now. Hello. Hello. There, sounds just nice. Doesn't that sound nice? Forevermore. I don't know how long I can talk because, it depends on how long it takes for my friend to get here. Maybe he's getting late and then I won't stay. I don't know. But I gotta fix up the place while I talk to you, which is why I'm talking to you 2 days in a goddamn row. Maybe that's why. Maybe it isn't. That's for me to know and you to not care about. All right. I'm very upset with the Chinese. I really am. You know, I've had my struggles with this country before. I my parents wanted to take me there a few years ago, refused to go. I still feel the same way about China. I think it is a horrible, shitty country. And it's totally authoritarian and communist. And, you know, I think it's hypocritical that we do all this trade with them, even though they won the Cold War and we lost. But they're a different kind of communist. We just won't talk about the fact that they're communists still, you know. We defeated communism. Oh, except for that huge country over there that's most of Asia. Oops. Well, we won't talk about that. We'll just sweep that entire country that, you know, kills people for their organs under the rug. I want to know, you know, so they killed this British national yesterday after a half-hour trial for a drug offense. And the death penalty is illegal in China. But forget that. You know, when China put a statement out, one of their big commie ministers or whatever, saying nobody has the right to say anything bad about China's judicial system. Excuse me, nobody has the right? Oh, in the world? So according to China, nobody has the right to free speech. Forget about just their country. They rule the world, you know? No, this has to be stopped. I'm sorry, this China's a bunch of shit. We have to just stop it. I mean, whatever. It's more of the problems, more problems in the world. And I ask you, gentle audience, is it not clear yet that the root of all evil is, as I see it, evil corporations? It's not even China. And I don't mean to say all corporations are evil. What I mean is evil corporations. In other words, the subset of corporations which happen to be evil. Because God forbid you should say something bad about the C word, capitalism. And this cunt, Ray. Cunt rolls. Cunt rolls. Hey, girl. And, you know, but everything, it's like, it's not the politicians. It's like to get mad at politicians is just, that's a red herring, you know? Even Joseph Lieberman, you know, these people are all, you know, doing the bidding of very, very powerful corporations that control you through the media. They control me through the media, through things you want, things you have to have, through this culture, this weird culture of consumerism that somebody was talking about during an interview on BBC yesterday, how it's just this almost a mystical obsession with material items, you know? We're so connected with fucking crap, you know? Gotta have shit. And trust me, general audience, now that I'm so poor, I can't afford anything except my bare necessities, which includes my iPhone. I know that sounds silly, but what I mean is that can't afford any sort of luxuries at all. You know, my iPod headphones broke, right? My iPhone headphones. Normally I would go out and spend $35 or whatever it is on the goddamn things. But I couldn't. I could not in good conscience do it because I can't afford it. So I have to use these, you know. Fortunately, Sharon from Tampon sent me some a long time ago, some smaller, you know, headphones that don't have the microphone. So I'm using them. I think the brand is Kuss. Or something like that. Let me see. Who it belonged to. Let's see. Oh, let's see. So, right. It's weird. So I get a call. Well, I get a text out of the blue. Hi, Madge. Like, I'm supposed to answer. Of course, I don't even respond to a text that says, hi, Madge, through a number, which I looked up, but I could not recognize at all. You know, a number. I looked it up. It's some Ohio number. I said, I don't know this number. This could be one of those weirdos that heard my number. You know, when I accidentally gave it out, or from a number of places where it's accidentally located, accidentally. So I didn't return it, and then this person called and left a message, so then I was able to identify said person. And I called him right back. I said, oh my goodness, it's you. He's like, oh, you know, I might need a place to stay. You know, I mean, he doesn't need a place to stay, but he's staying with a friend, and be fun to have like a girly slumber party. He said he's got a moo-moo to wear and I couldn't resist that. So, but he's kind of a slutty person, so we'll see. Maybe he'll end up picking somebody up on the way over here. But at least it'll force me to clean my George Foreman grill, which I'm doing now as I speak to Val. Bye. So yeah, China can get fucked. You know, I mean, the problem was, you remember I talked about a few years ago this business where they were taking organs from Falun Gong members. There's lots of, at least there was, and I haven't, to be perfectly frank, followed up on this issue in probably at least a year. But last time I checked, there were humongous levels of evidence that was only circumstantial. There's no physical evidence, but there was huge amounts of, you know, testimony from people that you know, like this one late, well, whatever, but I don't want to get into that. You can research it yourself, you know. You don't need to get it from me. I ain't no goddamn Rachel Maddow. I don't feed your goddamn news, you know, and shit. You want to learn about it? Research it on the goddamn internet. It's all there. Make your own goddamn news decisions. You know what I'm saying? Be your own Rachel Maddow. You know what I mean? You don't got to wait till she shits on your face. Like certain people. You know what I'm saying? No, you don't. Right. Oh, now it's getting nice and clean, this Foreman grill. It's kind of weird to clean something that's electric, because I'm always afraid, like, what am I going to get it wet, like my vagina? Well, my vagina's not really wet. But, sure has a lot of grease. You know? Got a lot. How does this goddamn Foreman grill work, you? It's kind of got a clunky clunk and yitsy. Hey, girl. You know you want to push the thing out and in. You got your lips and you want to push them in and out. Oh, yeah. So everybody, I'm very upset because everybody I know, not everybody, but a lot of people who have taste are starting to like Lady Gaga, and it's really bothering me. Like, Lady Bunny likes her, David Serta likes her. I'm just fucked. Of course, there's always J-mates who went and saw her last night. I don't know how that went. I didn't see any Twitters about it, but hopefully he was profoundly disappointed and wishes that he spent that ticket money on me, and in penance will give me the same amount of money on him. Okay, this looks pretty good. Foreman grill, sure do. Looks pretty darn clean. Now, I would never, gentle audience, never have cleaned that if I hadn't been doing a pogrom. Right, of course, right. Chavala. A very well-educated friend who I referenced in a pogrom the other day was I was at a sort of a get-together with him and some papals, and you know something? He said Yentl instead of Yenta. And I've never heard him make a mistake in pronunciation or any sort of linguistic thing, so I didn't correct him, but I wanted to. Yentl. Yenta. I almost said it too. Hava, I found him. Won't you be the luckiest Brian? He's handsome, he's tall. Oh no, Trotsky, you can't get another one. You already had one. All right, he's 6'2", but he's a nice man, a good clap. 2-2, 6-2, 6-2. I promise you'll be snatch pee, and even if you're not, there's more to life than that. Don't ask me what. You'd you think you get a prince? Well, I laugh the best I can. So, yeah, so, put the rice cooker away. John P. taught me that you have to put appliances away when you're done. I didn't know that. Did you? I didn't. I didn't know that. Did you? Are you? Love and the music. Give me a chance to come through. I was watching Cats the other day, various Cats on the YouTube, the musical. I was obsessing, which I don't often do on the YouTube because I'm very jealous of it. However, do I use fantastic? What do I use? Fantastic? I think fantastic is for cleaning a goddamn George Foreman grill. No, I'll use vinegar. Fuck that. Have to use these fucking toxic chemicals to clean a goddamn grill. It's not like you set my pussy on it or some shit like that. Shut it out, Mary. Girdle. Okay. Girdle done. Girdle done. Get her done. Girdle done. Get her done. Girdle. Get her. Girdle. Girdle. Get her girdle done. I once was a... I don't know what I'm talking about. So I'm pissed off at China. You know, we have to do... Oh, so we're talking about the roots of all the evil, you know. The thing is, everything... Okay, so take a look at the healthcare problem. Well, it comes down to corporations that are paying off pretty much everyone, including public opinion. And, you know, the answer, I'm afraid, I just hate to say it, but the answer is not to expect that Obama is going to fix it when he gets all this money from special interests, okay? I wish it was, but it's not. Yeah, I would have liked to think he would stand up to them, but the problem is all they care about is getting reelected. Not all they care about, but it's the power. You know what the details are. They get so much money, they need it for the next, you know, how is he going to get... Of course, I think he could get elected if he just relied on people's money. So it is kind of weird. But who knows why? But the problem is the corporations exerting their influence. Does anybody dispute that is the reason why our healthcare, why we're not getting single-payer healthcare or a decent healthcare system? And we quite possibly could end up with a system, and this is very perplexing, we could end up with a ploppy piece of duty system like Medicaid was, or like a... Medicare Part D was with the big donut. What I got for Hanukkah, too, but that's neither here nor there. You know what I mean? So, it's a gamble, and yeah, I do support it, but I do support it at this time, but then again, you know, we don't know what's actually going to pass. Who knows? Might come out good. Some smart people, very smart people who I trust, who are usually right about politics, said, look, this is theatrics. In the end, we're going to have a public option. You know, it's hard to believe if that's true. But it would be nice. So, you know, let's see what happens. Let's just see. It ain't over. You know what I mean? But anyway, the point is this, that the corporations are fucking that up. What? Give another problem. Schools, okay. Let's see. Education sucks. Well, private universities are charging a fucking fortune. I certainly don't want... I just pulled that out of my ass, but like, okay, so there's... The government is trying to do this thing where they completely take Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac out of the picture. Or not Freddie Mae. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's mortgages. But they're considering, and this is from an NPR story I heard a long time ago, so I'm totally getting the facts wrong, but the gist is correct. But the thing is, like, you know, it's just like the health insurance, you know, with student loans, there's a big fat cat middleman, you know, a loan person, whatever they call it, who takes, you know, half the money out of the system. I don't know if it's half, you know what I mean? A giant chunk of money out of the system for student loans, takes it out. So it's only logical, just like with healthcare, take the middleman out. Just loan the government the money directly from the government to the students instead of having to go through some fucking administrator that's going to charge a goddamn fortune. Why is that not happening? Because a corporation's too powerful. What about war? Why so much war? Well, there's a lot of reasons. One of them, I think, that's a very strong reason, is this momentum caused by corporations that make all this fucking military shit that we have to use. It's sick and almost hard to believe, but it certainly appears to me that it's the case, that a major reason we go to war is for that. Why else do we go to war? To protect our interests, to protect oil interests, say in Iraq. Where do we go to war? Okay, Iraq. We go to war. Take over Iraq for oil. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Why that? Why can't we develop some, you know, spend our energies working on solar power, wind power, which, by the way, BP and other big gas companies have bought up patents for solar panels. You know, the government could say, fuck you, patents don't matter anymore. We're taking them away for solar energy, you know? Fuck you. But no. Problem, corporations, again. Corporations exerting too much influence. Look at what happened in Nigeria when they killed people. Shell had to pay millions of dollars for killing that Sacajawi or whatever his name is. I can't remember the person's name. You know. So, gosh, I mean, what else? What else? Things just don't happen because corporations have to get rich. You know, and capitalism can work. It's nice to make money, and it is nice that I think capitalism causes a lot of innovations that certainly didn't happen in a communist system. You know, it can't be one or the other. It has to be a combination of good things that work. And I think anybody with a brain, or solid of a brain, and can learn should know that. I mean, we've had in the past couple hundred years some very interesting experiments in government. We had this big experiment with communism, which apparently is still doing quite well in China. And we've had a Constance now. And we've had a pussy odor? No. We've had a, I can't talk, I'm using vinegar to clean every goddamn thing. It's just fun. Gets a lot of the dirt up. Sure do. And I don't feel as toxic. Oh, and that's another thing. Like, why does everybody clean with fucking chemicals that cost a fortune, you know? When you can use fucking vinegar and maybe some bleach if you gotta kill germs. Isn't that fucking complicated, for Christ's sakes? You know, is it really? I don't know. But see, it's like, we're so indoctrinated into consumerism that it goes all the way, you know, to generations. I guess it's the Industrial Revolution. Maybe, you know, probably till since slavery. I mean, oh, good lordy. I just don't know. But it just seems like, what's another problem? I don't know. Let's look, my dog, okay. Problem, puppy mills, obviously. Greedy corporations. The corporations that do evil shit always fight it. They don't have consciences. I went to business school. That was rule number one. Greed is the major drive of corporations. See, corporations are not human. They are greed-driven entities. They are not human. They don't have emotions. They don't, all they survive on, all they thrive on is profit. So, suck me. You know what I mean? Suck it. Suck it all up. Right. Right. Yeah. This is getting good cleaning. Right. With all this nice vinegar. Should be in my vagina doing its work there. What a wonderful thing. Vinegar, you know? Vinegar. Yeah. Vinegar. How nice. Vinegar. Yeah. Vinegar and water, the coin doctors recommend most for your journey. Vinegar, vinegar, vinegar. So it appears to me that any solution is going to have to involve
stopping the corporations. That's what it has to do. You know, protest your government people all you want. I say no. I say support the government. Support President Obama. You voted for him. I voted for him. Support him. Fight the corporations. You know, people almost seem to think we're in a dictatorship the way they look to Obama to do everything. Hey, you haven't fixed this. I mean, absolutely everything they blame on him for not having fixed. 8 years of completely destroying the country, among other things, by the Bush people and all that. And you expect Obama, because he's black, he should be able to fix everything within a year. You know, gay rights? No. No, he was obviously not for gay rights. And obviously, I want him to leave it alone. I don't want him to even bring it up until after we get health care, because all that's going to do is fuck it all up. You know, all these fucking special interests. Abortions, well, sorry. Women lost the abortion fight. And now I wonder what... That has to be... I guess that's the churches making money off that and the politicians to get elected. I don't know. That's a little bit harder to direct at corporations, I suppose. But, you know, the feminist movement, has been driven on being a victim... and trying to make people feel sorry for you. It doesn't work. The victim model of feminism is just dead. It's broke. It didn't work. Guess what? You lost. Christians won. It didn't fucking work. This, you know, women have been blah, blah. I mean, that's sort of the mantra of the movement. We're victims, we're victims. It's like Rachel Kidd. We're victims, we're victims, we're victims. Nobody likes a victim, you know? It's like self-pity, you know? That's really what it is. It's self-pity. It's like a friend of mine said to me once, you know, self-pity is like piss in your pants. Everybody can see it, but only you can feel it. You know? So I say, don't fight Obama. Fight the real enemy. Don't even fight the church. The real enemy is the people, these fucking corporations. And they have to be stopped. I don't know how. Maybe just by choosing with your dollar. That's not for me to figure out. That's for you to figure out, audience. Erdience. Ooh, I like my kitchen cleaned with douche juice. Douche juice or don't juice. That is the lapse. Wow, and I hardly used any vinegar at all to clean this beautiful kitchen. Catchy, 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 yeah. Oh, I have carrots for me and Trotsky, I adore like Trotsky, I have carrots for you and me. Here's one for you and one for me. Seal? Hello, Seal, it's me. Seal? Sam? So I woke up, I went to yoga this morning. Had a substitute teacher that was very good. And I was very glad not to have to go to that class tonight, the one I don't like, the one I told you about. With the guy with the thing. That one. Elvira, giddy up a papa mail mail. Let's see if my boss returned my email yet. Oh, yeah, he did. Pics from the holiday party. Oh, my God. I don't got nothing. Papa mail mail, giddy up. Isn't it funny how some people love Christmas and some people hate it? I used to hate it. I don't care anymore. I'm totally indifferent, I think. But in order to feel that way, I have to distance myself from the whole thing. I went into work yesterday and my boss said to me, "So Madge, did you get everything you want? Did you have a good Christmas? Did you get everything you wanted?" And forget the fact that I'm Jewish. I just said, "Oh, yeah." Mm-hmm. It's true. Almost.
I mean, I did get the George Foreman grill, which I wanted. And the only other thing that I really wanted, aside from the things that are on my Amazon wish list and lots of money, is the winter coat, which I desperately need. But it seems to be out of stock every goddamn where. Which is the size large, sort of the winter coat from the North Face, the down one with the poofies that's very popular and trendworthy. And it costs $200. I really would prefer the $400 one with the multi-climate business, so it's flexible on the bike. That's another thing I need is a new bike, because that other one got stolen. I'm sick of taking a goddamn BPF. Oh, well. What else? Now I'm swifting my vagina. Swifting the night away. Lapsitude. Obababitudinist lapsed. Now, we're at the point where I should have ended this program, but I just am not so sure that I would continue cleaning if I were to not prolapse my vagina. What? I thought somebody was at the door, audience. But somebody was at the door because Trotsky was barking closely to the door. It's possible that they let my friend up without calling me because he's not black. And even though they're black, they're racist. I'm making that up. Hi, darling. Sup, sup, sup. What's up with you? Okay. Homie, don't play that. Remember that when that was popular? Homie, don't play that. Okay, homie, don't play that. Homie, don't play that. Homie, don't play that. Homie, don't play that. You know what? I think this program has to end. Yeah, I think so. Maybe we'll hear from Seal just a little first. From Seal. I can't be a lazy lesbian. No, no, no. Never be lazy. That is my biggest fall down. Whatever you call it. Down fool. Fall down. Okay. Let's say AIDS. Okay. 1, 2, 3. AIDS, 2, 3. Let's see. And we're going to put on the phonography. Let's just see. I can't see. Oh, God. I hate when I turn on the turntable and then, you know, it fucks with me. God, I have all this wax in my ears. How do I get it out? Oh. Here we go. Bye, everyone.
Hey, hello, Sal. It's me, yeah. How are you? Oh, good, I'm glad. Yeah. Listen, oh, Sal, I'm in terrible trouble and you have to help me, yeah? You're the only person in the world that can help me, Sal. I'm calling you from the bank, yeah. Wait a minute, Sal, before you scream at me. Wait a minute. I know last time you told me it was the last time, but wait a minute, Sal. When you hear the story, I'm telling you, this rotten bank had no right to bounce my checks this time. Don't say that, Sal. Please, don't call me chronic. No, I was entering every stub. I carried forward my balance from stub to stub. It was like a religion with me. No, this time I did keep a cushion. I did. What's the difference? It was a cushion. $12. No. Hold on 1 minute. No, you don't know what I went through this morning. And I had to take the kids and the dog to the bank. No, I ran here when I got the letter. Hold on 1 sec. Don't ask what my kids are carrying on at the bank. Marin Chickie, hold on. Please, girls, leave that gentleman alone. Leave him alone. He's a bank guard. Leave him alone. Marilyn, get away from that. Don't touch that. Marilyn. Marilyn. That's a real gun. Sit down and read a withdrawal slip. Come on. Turn it over in the back. There's interesting things. Hello, Seal. Please, Seal, you have to help me. No. I have to, huh? And round figures? $317.23. You know, I tried. I can't. I can't get a loan. Please, sir. You're my only friend with collateral, please. Please, sir, you have to... Oh, come on, Seal. You still have bonds from your wedding. Please, Seal, I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back over a period of 6 months, okay? I can't get a loan. I'm trying to tell you. No, because... In the eyes of this bank, I'm worthless. Please, I just tried. I spoke to the man. The only way that you can get a loan from this rotten bank is so rotten here is if you can prove to this bank beyond the shadow of a doubt that you don't need it. Oh, I'm so aggravated. On top of everything else, when I came here, the only officer, when I came in here, that was free to take my case was that officer that we both don't like. Yes, you do. You know him. The one that sits under George Washington's portrait. He was so mean to me. I said to him, I said, sir, did you have to bounce these checks? I said, couldn't you call me? I said, where is your human element? Oh, it costs $5 a check to bounce. $35. It's not my fault, I swear, Sale. No, you see, I issued a check in Pennsylvania, and it reached the bank prematurely because I calculated 8 days, and it got here in 6 days. An officer was so mean to me. I said to him, I said, why are you so mean? I said to him, I want to tell you something, sir. Your bank has plenty of commercials on television, and I watch them, and that man that advertises for you is so loving, and he's so warm, and he makes you feel that every branch is your mother's kitchen. And then when you get here, you're sitting here. Somewhere there's a lie going on.